Scripture readings this weekend are about prayer and faith. Prayer and faith are at the heart of what it means to be a Christian. You know, we can hear a lot sometimes about the importance of Christians being nice to others. Or taking care of the poor. Pope Leo just wrote a document about care for the poor. But honestly, we don't need Christ to care for the poor. Christ is at the center of being a Christian. It's important to be nice, and it's important to care for the poor. And Christ makes a big impact on both of those things. But faith and prayer are how we connect to Christ, who alone makes us Christians. In the Gospel, it's important to pay attention to the beginning and the ending of this reading today. Jesus tells a parable about the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. That's the beginning. Notice he doesn't say, it's good to pray always, or if you're a monk, then pray always. He speaks about the necessity for you and me to pray always. In the parable that follows, the example of praying always is the widow. And notice that the widow isn't speaking nonstop to the judge. Notice that the widow isn't banging on the door of the judge nonstop. But notice that she knows what she wants. She knows that what she wants is just. She wants justice against her adversary. Moses, in our first reading, knew that Israel's adversary, Amalek, and he prayed persistently for justice against Amalek. The widow in the Gospel knows her adversary. And for her, there's a necessity for justice against her adversary. Who is your adversary? Is it the Democrats? Or the Republicans? Or the Crimson Tide? I don't care how much you hate one or more of those three. For the Christian, none of them is our adversary. St. Paul says that our battle isn't against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and the powers. In the Scriptures, the adversary is the devil. Give me justice against my adversary. As allies against him and all his horde of demons, I'll take every Democrat and every Republican and even the Crimson Tide. Give me justice against the adversary. That's the prayer of the Christian. And oftentimes, it's a prayer against the adversary within us. Against the evil that we ourselves commit. Lord, make right what is wrong within me. Make just the injustice within me. And that becomes our prayer. We never give up on it. We never stop desiring it. We begin to live the necessity of praying always. On some level, in that regard, we're always ready to cry out to the Lord, make us virtuous, make us wise, strong, loving, true, good, beautiful, united, temperate, chaste, joyful, faithful. Give me justice against my adversary. At the end of the Gospel, Jesus says, but when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So what's he mean by faith? He doesn't mean agreeing to some intellectual arguments or theological statements. He's referring to the whole example of the widow. The widow in the parable is a prime example to us of faith. She didn't go to the judge to make a lawyer's argument about why she deserved justice. She could have nothing wrong with doing that. But her example of faith here is knowing the necessity of getting justice, and the one person who can get it to her. Are you and I clear on our necessity for justice against our adversary? You know, if we're honest, we're not always clear on it. There's part of me, at least sometimes, that prefers my vices to virtues. In those moments, my cry for justice falls for. In those moments, my persistence in prayer, of the necessity of prayer always, falls for. Sometimes we put faith not in Jesus, but in ourselves. And worse, sometimes we put faith in the things of this world, in the pleasures of this world, even in the evils of this world. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find widows, you and me, who know with razor sharpness the one and only one who can help us, who are single-minded in pursuing justice, in pursuing survival in that regard? A widow in the ancient world had no other source of support. She was alone. This widow in the parable knew that the judge was her only hope, but she was single-minded in beseeching him. How many different sources of support and hope do you and I have? It's fine to have a job, and to have family and friends that need a job. Your family, your friends can get you to heaven. By faith, Jesus means that you and I have to become like the widow, knowing that God and God alone can give us the justice we truly need. Prayer and faith. Prayer, give me justice against my adversary. Make just in me everything that is unjust. And faith, give me an active faith, persistent, desperate in the sense of laser focus on the one alone who can help me. Christ alone can save me from my adversary. We need more widows who know that their hope rests in Christ alone, and who know the necessity to pray always for justice against the adversary. So that's the homework for the week. Be the widow this week. Pray always in the sense of fix your will and your desire on justice against your adversary.